the weekend.
It's now 7 after the hour. Good day, weekend time. And we continue this Memorial Day with Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru. He has all kinds of tips on his website, which is supermarketguru.com. What a wonderful way to spend some very important time on a weekend that eating is so important. And it certainly is an eating weekend, Phil. People who are going to supermarketguru.com, getting the daily news flashes that are there and your hits and misses, have to be finding out things about the, I guess this is the premier grilling weekend. And I tell you, it seems like yesterday, as corny as this sounds, that we were talking about the same thing last year. Isn't it amazing how the time just kind of just grinds and moves? And so when you think about the advice this year for what to get and where to get it, is it different than last year? Are things changing in the world of outdoor barbecuing and grilling as to what's available for the consumer?
Well, I think, Doug, the only thing that's changing is that people are grilling less meat.
Mm-hmm.
That they're that they're grilling a lot of other things, whether it be vegetables, whether it be tofu, whether it be chicken. I think because of the price of beef has gone up so dramatically, because we've had this incidence with pink slime,
right,
people are more concerned than ever before. So I think this Memorial Day, we're probably going to see less beef being served than ever before.
You know, it's interesting. Yesterday on the plane coming back from Los Angeles, I was reading in one of my farm newspapers the story of pink slime and how it came to be. It is an outrageous story. And, you know, you go back to the roots of it and how it all started. Basically, it got to be called pink slime because of the ammonia that was put in it, and it turned it reddish pink. But this is scraps that they sweep up off the floor. And not only were we using the scraps from our slaughterhouses here in our country, we were importing it from South America and other places where they wouldn't serve it. That's what's so astounding. They wouldn't serve that stuff in their own countries, but there was a market for it, so they put it in bags, plastic bags, put it on ships, and moved it up here so that these boobs at these big conglomerates could grind it up some more and add it so that they would lessen the cost of the hamburger that you were buying in the store or were serving in schools or whatever. It's spellbinding to actually look at the real story of this and how in the name of heaven the FDA would allow this when they chase us around for raw milk. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, two things. Let's remember, we as a nation don't want to pay the fair price of food.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we give these companies a mandate that says cheaper, 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 you know, and whether it be a supermarket, whether it be a beef producer, you know, they're being driven by cheaper prices. That's what's driving all of this stuff to happen. If we would just say, okay, we're going to pay a fair price for food, whether it's milk or beef or wheat or anything else.
But see, I think we are, some of us are, and some of us aren't. And I wonder how much of that is due, in your mind, to education. If people learn and realize how easy it is to get good food and how inexpensive it is if they will prepare it themselves, don't you think that that will win the battle?
No, I think that's part of it. Yeah. I think that certainly people need to be educated about how to cook at home, and you know that it's not more expensive than going to McDonald's and so on. Mm-hmm. That's certainly part of it. But you know, we have this mentality. We've got the cheapest food supply in the world, and we have this mentality that if it's 69 cents today, it has to be 67 cents tomorrow.
People are so funny, aren't they?
Oh.
Really. And you see this every day. You've been doing this for decades.
Yeah, and the money has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, or you have to cut out somehow the expenses. Yeah. Well, so I wonder how much in your study now, since pink slime has been eliminated, how much has the cost of ground beef and other items that would be related? I mean, I think they do the same thing for turkey meat and for pork, and you know, they do the same stuff, scraps off the floor, you know, pick it up and grind it up.
It's slightly different. In the case of beef, because of the volume of it, pink slime is substantial. But, you know, when you look at turkey burgers or chicken burgers or salmon burgers and so on, it's not enough volume to really, make a difference.
Make it worthwhile.
If you take a look, and the numbers are still, not out yet, but there's no question in my mind that the price of beef, ground beef, has got to go up somewhere between 15 and 20%.
What does it cost now? I don't buy hamburger. I don't buy beef. So I don't know what the cost is. If we go to any number, there are, a dozen really large supermarket chains in our country. And then there are the local, the butcher shops are coming back. You and I were talking about that a month or so ago. So what does one pay for a pound of good hamburger for grilling this weekend?
Don't know the answer to that. It depends on where you are in the country. It depends on, the percentage of fat that's in that. Keep in mind that, the burgers that have 20-25% fat are going to grill better than those that have 10% fat. So there's just so many variables there.
I was thinking also, my reading was varied yesterday on the plane coming back here. And one of the things I was reading from a grill master, and we have actually one of those coming on the program in a few minutes, was to change the coals in the grill every year, because when you're grilling, all that stuff from the whatever it is that you're cooking drips down onto the charcoal, and it can be a contaminant, right?
Absolutely.
That way you change it? Yeah.
Well, it's not a contaminant from a food safety standpoint, because it gets so hot that it kills whatever bacteria and so on, but it does affect the flavor.
It does.
And, I've got to tell you something, and I know that there's diehards out there that are going to cringe at what I say, but one of the best ways to grill is with a gas grill that you don't have, those lava rocks that are sitting there year after year, or the charcoal that's sitting there, time after time. You basically just want to grill it and get rid of whatever drippings there are.
All right, so who is this fellow we're going to be talking to later on in the program?
Well, we have a chef, Jarrett Joslin, from the Wild Mushroom Steakhouse in Texas, who's going to talk to us about how to grill on Memorial Day and get the best flavor and the best taste for that perfect steak.
All right, so if we want to cook fish, is that out?
That's
Texas.
It. No, I'm sure.
He's cooking, unless they're cooking catfish down there, probably not many people cooking too much fish on the grill in Texas. But
I happen to love cooking fish on a grill.
Yeah?
More so than steak or burgers or whatever. I like hot dogs, and I like fish on
the
grill.
So the next time, instead of us going to dinner in Santa Monica, I want to come over to your house. I'll invite myself over to your house so you and your wife can cook me some fish on the grill. How's that for a deal? I'll bring the fish.
Done.
I'll bring the fish and the Reynolds Wrap aluminum foil. How's that for a deal? All right. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. We're talking food, some of the food news of the week coming up here, along with our conversation about how to grill best this Memorial Day weekend. 15 past the hour on Good Day Weekend. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru here.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-piece set for $269, or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-piece set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. That is the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Granger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment, so you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. Like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Granger.com/green. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them. It wasn't convenient, and it wasn't pretty. But they needed help. 12 more then joined this saint in the gutters. They were soon followed by over 4,000 other nuns who gave healing care in orphanages, AIDS hospices, and charity centers. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-Piece set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-Piece set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. That is the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Bill Leppert, the supermarket guru. Here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Weekend program. We're talking about food and Phil's expertise in shopping for food. We carry a blog every day that basically comes from your website in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com. And there always are great things in there, from eating the right foods to lose weight, spring cleaning your eating habits. I thought that was pretty interesting. Spring
saving money,
cleaning, and saving money. Yeah, exactly. So this comes from you testing, being exposed. I mean, you should go to Phil's. Do you have on any of the websites that you have sort of like a video of your office space, so what it looks like in your work area?
No.
You should do that. Really, absolutely. If I were you, I'd have your assistant do a video of you explaining what all the stuff is in your office. It's just piled high with all kinds of things.
It's a mess.
Well,
why want to share that?
No, it's a work spot. It's got all
it
of
is.
These things.
It's
you're getting all of these things from all of these companies that want you to test them out, and you test out things. Like, what'd you test this week that you found interesting or not?
You know, I just came back from the Candy Expo. Mm-hmm. So as a result of that, we've had a lot of different snack companies, candy companies send us things. And what's so interesting to me is how the bars, what we used to call energy bars or protein bars, have gotten so much more food-like. Mm-hmm. So it's not about being enrobed in chocolate or having nuts. It's just different ingredients. In fact, one that I tested at the Candy Expo and just tasted in our office this past week is actually made from cactus. And
really?
It's delicious. It is nutritious, delicious, healthy.
Is it pink?
On and on and on.
In the internal, yellow.
It's not pink. It's not pink.
Well, sometimes the inside of a cactus is
green.
Pink.
Green.
Green. Yeah. Really? And it tastes like, what does cactus taste like?
Nothing. It tastes like chicken.
No.
I love it.
I know that was coming.
Oh, it tastes like chicken.
All right.
You know, nothing tastes like chicken. Chicken doesn't even taste like chicken.
More food news coming up. It's Phil Leppert here on Good Day Weekend, 21 after the hour.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Lots of extra information is here every weekend at this time, courtesy of Phil Lemper. It's a pretty unusual conversation. Phil is the international expert on food. He is the supermarket guru, and I urge you to sign up for his daily news flashes. Just go to supermarketguru.com. He has been called upon last weekend at this time. As a matter of fact, instead of being here, he had the gall to be on the Today Show testing ice cream. Among other things. I didn't eat ice cream at that hour of the morning. What else did you do?
Well, we did Greek yogurt. It was frozen Greek yogurt.
Why is that such a big... Everywhere you turn, there's this craze over Greek yogurt.
Well, you know, I think it's a good craze. And first of all, it's higher in protein. And also, it actually tastes like yogurt. Because when you think about yogurt, it tastes like chicken. Because when you take a look at what yogurt has evolved to in this country, and Greek yogurt is still, you know, a minuscule part of yogurt sales, but it's growing by leaps and bounds. But if you take a look, you know, yogurt in this country, it's pink, it's artificial colors, it's artificial flavors, it is just... You know, it's like candy. So finally, we have this whole movement of Greek yogurt back to what yogurt's supposed to taste like. So I think it's terrific. No preservatives, no additives, higher in protein, tastes like yogurt. And I would love to see, you know, all those other brands that are out there that sell, you know, 5 containers for 29 cents,
right.
You know, eliminated and get back to the basics.
I remember, I don't know why I remember this. When I was working in Cincinnati and I lived there during the week, I somehow really got in my mind that yogurt should cost 49 cents. Mm-hmm. And from that point to this, whenever I look for yogurt, I look for the yogurt that's closest to 49 cents.
And
that's funny.
Wrong.
Even though
that's
most
wrong.
Yogurt that's any good is twice that much.
Exactly.
Although I did go, this is an experience that everybody ought to have once. I joined Costco and went to Costco last week to buy my fruit.
You just joined it for the first time?
I did. Yes.
Oh,
I was in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and my friend and co-worker Bob Kay brought me over to the Costco, and we signed up, and I walked around. A lot of things in there. Man, can you spend time and money in those places? Do they sucker you in? Woo! And in the food department, they had what I thought, under the circumstances, wasn't what I expected, pretty good quality stuff. Would you agree with that or not?
Terrific. You know, Costco, interesting, as we're talking about Memorial Day, Costco has the best meat department of any supermarket in the country.
Really?
Yep. Highest
lots
quality.
Lots of salmon and stuff like that when
yep.
I was there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And highest quality. And do you know that Costco actually does more testing for salmonella, E. coli.
Really? They're responsible, in other words.
Than the government does.
Oh, my God.
Across the entire country. Costco is number one when it comes to testing for food safety issues. Yeah. I love Costco.
Yeah, it's very interesting how you open up your eyes. I don't care much for... I shouldn't say this, because I don't go to them. BJ's and Sam's Club and some of these
BJ's
other...
BJ's is great.
You like BJ's. They have food BJ's there, too, do they?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. BJ's is a terrific retailer, food retailer. They do a fabulous job. And unlike Costco or Sam's Club, BJ's specializes in the regular sizes.
Really?
So, you know, it's not about buying 64 ounces of ketchup. You can still buy the 16-ounce ketchup there.
Yeah. That's what I found. Buying blueberries, I buy a big tub, but you buy for a big tub of blueberries from the same man, not man, from the same grower, or at least the same consolidator. You have stuff, and I've been eating it. It's very good quality. I can tell. I know when fruit's good and when it isn't, and that's what sort of turned me on. I wouldn't, you know, apples and things like that. I'm not sure I'd buy there, but there are a lot of things, mangoes and. And blueberries and blackberries
Costco
and raspberries.
Costco is a terrific place to buy your food. You're going to save money, but again, you've got to understand that you're going to buy larger sizes.
Yep. All right, in a few minutes, we're going to find out how to grill well this Memorial Day weekend. Stick around for that. Good Day Weekend with Phil Lebert.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-piece set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-piece set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. That is the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-piece set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-piece set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. That is the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now 33 after the hour as we continue the Good Day Weekend experience. I'm Doug Steffen along with, I was thinking whether I was going to introduce you first or me. I just thought I'd say who I was in case people wonder what is that voice and who is that person.
Exactly.
And your voice may be more recognizable than mine.
No, horribly.
You don't think so? Huh.
No.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here. Here's a gentleman who is the chief chef at the Wild Mushroom Steakhouse in Weatherford, Texas. Do you think that he would appreciate being called the chief chef rather than just the chef? The chief chef sounds like it has a little more guts to it. What do you think?
No, I've never heard the term chief chef.
Really? So, Jarrett, we just gave you an advancement. I don't know if it comes with pay or not, but we're trying to give you a boost. How's that?
That sounds great. Now I'm a chief.
Yes, yeah, the chief chef.
Chief chef.
They called me worse, I think, in the kitchen.
All right, so you guys have at it. I'm interested, and so are all the people listening around the country, to getting Jarrett's input on the grilling that needs to be done, the thoughtful grilling, and what you, I guess, basically, Phil, need to be thinking about, right?
Absolutely, because if you take a look, you know, most Memorial Day barbecues are horrible. I'm sorry. You know, whenever somebody invites me to a barbecue, they overcook everything. And it could be because of the whole social aspect of it. You know, they're not paying attention to the food and they overcook it or it's dry or whatever else. So that's why we asked Chef Jarrett to join us to tell us how we should be, you know, the grill master, if you would, for Memorial Day.
All right, so we're going to pause here for a moment because we need to connect with you better so that Jarrett and, more importantly, the people listening around the country can hear what it is that you're talking about. So we have, as the, there's a jingle somewhere that I use from time to time when there are technical difficulties. So stand by, we'll fix them, and Phil will be back with Chef Jarrett in just a moment here on Good Day Weekend.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-piece set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-piece set, $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, so now let's try, as they say in the radio business, take two, Phil.
So it all starts with Chef Jarrett, who's going to teach us how to barbecue properly. So, you know, when we get invited to somebody's Memorial Day barbecue in just a couple days from now, the food is going to be tasty. It's going to be cooked properly. So, Chef, what should we be looking at from the point of buying the proper meats, if you would, or fishes to grill, to the time we serve it?
I have to agree with you. I was listening to you guys a little earlier when you guys were talking about Costco and their meat department. A couple years ago, the prime meat came out, and there was a surplus of it, so everybody was able to buy prime, where the restaurants before were buying prime meat, and you were only able to buy choice or select in the stores. People were subjected to prime, and I think they got spoiled. Costco was the first one in Sam's to allow you to buy that delicious, you know, marbleized meat that had a higher quality. And when you're selecting your meats, you need to look for that marbling. I think the most people are looking to find the best meat for the best price. I did a dinner last night for 50 people for Memorial Day weekend, a kickoff, and we actually sous-vide 10 tenderloins. And sous-vide is a whole different ball game, but I finished it on a Wolf grill, and the Wolf grill was as hot as you could get it, and I just seared the outside of it. What most people don't do is they don't take the time when they're cooking their steaks, and they don't trust themselves. So what we normally do is we find, in the beginning, it all starts with the best beef. We use USDA Prime. You can use a Select or an Upper Two-Thirds Choice or a CAB, and then you got to find the right seasonings. And we make our own seasonings, and we put a little bit of love in it and some secrets and stuff. But once we have that seasoning done, you've got to choose your grill. And I think the biggest problem most of these Memorial Day parties is people are more interested in let's eat now and let's rush the food.
Absolutely.
And you need to start cooking. You got to start thinking about how you're going to cook your food and when you're going to cook your food. And they overcook the steaks. You know, they don't get them to room temperature. And that's kind of a trick that we do is we take our steaks out and we get them to room temperature for 10, 15 minutes. Or maybe even 30, depending on the thickness of the steak, and go about the grilling process that way.
So let's go back to step number one.
Okay.
So when we go into a supermarket and we're looking for a steak, you know, what you're saying is we want to look for a piece of beef that is well marbled, meaning that there's, you know, veins of fat throughout. So that's step number one, correct?
Correct.
Okay, then step number two is not to take it right from the refrigerator, but let it sit out at room temperature for 15 to 30 minutes. Why is that important?
Well, it allows you to have a thorough cooking process. If you've got a cold piece of meat and you're taking it right out of the refrigerator and you slap it on the grill, you're going to sear it, and you're going to sear in all that juice, but you're also going to sear in all the coolness that's already inside there. So it's not going to cook thoroughly, and it's not going to cook evenly throughout the steak.
So that should be rule of thumb, whether it's chicken, whether it's, you know, seafood, whether it's a hot dog.
Well, I mean, I like my hot dogs, but I'm not necessarily looking for a medium or medium-rare hot dog.
You know, okay.
If I'm using an 8-ounce fillet that's prime, and I want to make sure it tastes good, I want the temperature to be thoroughly cooked all the way through, and I want to make sure that if I'm doing a medium-rare steak at a 115 degrees or 110 degrees dead center, that it has the ability to get there without being rushed.
Okay. So let's talk about the temperature of the grill. Should it be, the hottest grill possible? Should it be a medium flame? A lot of people are just not knowledgeable when it comes to what that flame should be.
Well, a lot of people, home parties, like I'm doing 250 people tonight at the same person's house I did last night. He has the ability to have nice equipment. I mean, he's using a Wolf grill. I'm going to be able to control the temperature on that Wolf grill better than I'm going to, say, on a wood chip or a charcoal grill. If I'm cooking at the park, I'm using charcoal. If I'm, you know, or wood chips, or if I'm out in the woods, I'm using probably a wood chip grill. I'm not able to control my temperature that well. But it, there's, you want to get it as hot as you can, but then you want to wait for the temperature to back down. So when you go to put your steak on the grill, you're actually able to sear it and sear in the juices. Once it's been held at room temperature and you've seasoned it to your liking, you can sear in those juices. Or, like we do in the restaurant, we get stylish. We style our steaks. We'll do 45-degree angles and do little diamonds on the steak. So if somebody wants to become a professional griller and they look like a professional griller, they can put their grill marks, as we call them, on the steak itself. You know, and look like you know what you're doing.
So, you know, it's really about the style. When you talk about grill marks, it's about the style even more so than the taste.
Well, you know, we style our steaks, and there's a purpose for some people when they style their steaks, is you can lock in those juices. You know, if you want to continually rotate your steak just a little bit at a time, develop a nice crust, you're gonna lock this. As soon as you sear it on a hot grill, you're going to lock in those juices. And then if you want to move it off of, say, the white spot that's on the grill that's been created by the heat to another location of the grill that would allow you to slow cook it. You know, the biggest thing is you got to trust yourself. If you're out there and you're trying to be a grill master, you need to be able to trust yourself and know in your heart that that steak's done to temperature. And I know there's tricks to do it. I mean, you can, it's the old rule of the thumb of the palm, the meat of the palm of your hand. Or you can use, you know, you can use a portable thermometer, an instant read thermometer, but just gotta be able to trust yourself on it.
What about the? And I don't know if it's an old wives' tale or not, but what about the idea that you should never either press down on the steak or actually even cook it repeatedly on the same side? That you should just cook one side of it, then flip it over.
Well, it's true. You know, you want to make sure that you're cooking them evenly through. There was a book that came out this summer that I was reading through that, you know, wanted you to continually rotate your steak, like every 10 seconds, you know, flip it over, flip it over, flip it over, flip it over.
That's too much work.
If you leave it on one side, if you're looking for temperatures in medium, rare to medium, if you leave it on one side, and rotate it, if you're trying to get your diamond marks, or if you're just trying to sear it, leave it on one side for 3 or 4 minutes, flip it over, leave it on that side for 3 or 4 minutes, maybe hit the edges 3 or 4 minutes. When you cut into the middle of that steak and you've cooked it for 8-9 minutes, you're going to be at medium rare, and it's going to be to your liking.
See, now, Doug is not a meat eater. So what hints can you give us as far as grilling seafood or
salmon would be good? Yeah, well, salmon. Can you apply the same rules to things like that?
We're prepping right now as we speak. I've got 10 sides of Pacific Northwest salmon that we're doing today. We're going to wrap it in foil. We're going to put a little white wine, some butter, some garlic in it. We're going to wrap it, and we're going to stick it in the oven, and we're going to bake it. We're going to bake it in the oven, or we're going to bake it on that barbecue that we used last night. Same rule of thumb. You need to trust yourself. If you've got a portable thermometer, it's very important. You need to have a thermometer of some sort to be able to temper your foods. You can take that thermometer, stuff it inside that salmon, pull it out, put it on the inside of your arm. If it doesn't burn you, your salmon's cooking perfectly. If it burns you, you've overcooked your salmon.
Where the hell did you come up with that idea?
Oh, man, trial and error.
Experience. Well, here's sort of why. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster.
Right.
So I'm thinking, Phil's going to slap me around. All I can think of, we have a tool for artificially inseminating a cow. And all I can think of is, because in order to warm up the stem, you stick it under your arm.
Yeah.
And so all I had was that graphic in my mind.
You know, we're in the Cutting Horse Capital. Weatherford's just, you know, we're just west of Fort Worth, Texas. We're the Cutting Horse Capital of the world.
Uh-huh.
And we do a lot of what you do with your cattle. Yeah. But we use a lot of liquid nitrogen.
Yes.
To freeze that.
Right. And, yeah, we do too. But that's just thawing it out. You stick it under your arm to thaw it out.
Right. And, you know, in the restaurant, in the restaurant, we use liquid nitrogen to cook with too. And sometimes we'll flash freeze some of that salmon and get it super, super, super cold. And then I'll break it with a hammer and then we'll put it back together and have like a little salmon pate with it. I mean, it's just amazing stuff what you can do. Go back to your steak real quick. It's also important to let that steak rest. And too many people are just too anxious. You know, they've had too many glasses of good Cabernet, and they're ready to eat their steak and stuff. It's very important that you take the time and let that steak sit there, because you've cooked that, you've seared those juices inside that steak, and what that steak's doing is it's drawn. Once you start to sear it, it's drawn all those juices to the center of that steak.
May I ask you one last question?
Sure.
Having to do with lava rocks and charcoal and the mentioning of what we were actually on to earlier, changing it, not using the same, is that something? Some people will buy a new grill every year. They don't change within the grill. They just buy a new grill.
Well, you know, I talked to a guy last night, and we were talking grills, and I'm sweating over this Wolf grill last night. It's about an $8,000 grill. Not everybody can afford that grill.
Right, but you're doing it at the steakhouse.
You can go down the street and buy your $500 grill.
Yeah.
He was saying that he has spent $500 a year for the last 4 or 5 years because his grill burns out every year. He uses it so much.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can afford to buy nice grills, buy the nice grills. Don't waste your time. If you have to buy the charcoal, get the Lava Rock one and use the propane or butane or wherever you're from. And I think you're going to be good. I think
There you go. Great advice. All right, sir. Thank you. Good luck this weekend. There are some ideas on Memorial Day grilling from the master chef. Jared Joslin is at the Wild Mushroom Steakhouse in Weatherford, Texas. Good to have you here, sir. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru on Good Day Weekend at 12 before the hour.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
No stranger to the A-list scene, 30 Rock's Jane Krakowski is channeling her life of the party persona in a new TV series of interactive TV vignettes created by Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy, a line of premium shampoos and conditioners that starts with scalp nourishment and creates the right foundation for strong, beautiful hair. Krakowski, who appears as a tarot card reader, helps guide the female character to her best night ever inside Club Clear.
The Best Night Ever series shows what it takes to get behind the velvet ropes. And let's face it, if you have strong, beautiful hair, you're going to have the confidence to have your best night ever. With new Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy, gorgeous hair and your best night ever is in the cards, so to speak.
Visit the Clear Hair Care page on Facebook for the chance to get a free sample to help you get ready for your best night ever, catch the TV vignette series, and watch for more exciting news. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
I'm Doug Steffen, and he's Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Sign up for his hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox every week at supermarketguru.com. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about buying pet food at the supermarket, whether Phil recommends that or not, plus the latest recalls. Here we go again. You'd think these people, these California lettuce growers, would get the message, Phil, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, yes and no.
I knew that was coming.
You know, it's when it comes to food safety, nobody's intentionally doing anything wrong.
Nah.
They're really not. But when we look at the demand that we all have for fresh, for local, sometimes people are taking shortcuts to be able to get that to us, and that's what we've got, whether it's lettuce, whether it's cantaloupes. You know, it's a very delicate balance.
Yeah. All right. So more on that coming up as we continue this Memorial Day weekend with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, on Good Day Weekend at 51 after the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail: women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
After the hour, as we continue talking about food, your health, and well-being, Phil Ever, the supermarket guru, is here, as he normally is, unless he's doing the Today Show or The View. Or
laying on the beach.
Laying on the beach, exactly. The recall of China-made dog treats makes me think about whether you, as the supermarket guru, advise people to buy their dog food in the supermarket or not?
You know, I would say for the most part, no. If you take a look at PetSmart and, you know, establishments like that, they offer not only better prices, but a much better assortment. You know, typically supermarkets, and I love supermarkets, as you know, this is my life. They've done a horrible job when it comes to pet food, when it comes to non-foods, when it comes to health and beauty aids. So one of the things that I hope, and one of the things that I tell food retailers constantly, is get rid of that stuff. You don't do it well.
When you say they've done a horrible job in pricing it, in selection, and marketing, what do you mean doing a horrible
all
job?
All of the above.
Really?
In pricing and selection, it's you know, whatever the food company is that buys a pet company, forces it on the shelf, doesn't mean that it's the right product for Charlotte or any other.
I wouldn't buy stuff
dog or cat.
In the pet food stores, I mean, in the supermarket, I don't buy much stuff in supermarkets anyway. If I can find it locally in some way, shape, or form, or if I can go direct in dog food, I mean, I may be different, but I found an outfit, you and I were talking about, a Flint River Ranch in California, and I just buy directly from them. I think it's the kind of quality that I want to feed Charlotte. She's obviously done something that's good for her, because she'd be 12 years old next month.
Not everybody can afford to do that.
If you don't afford it, what are you getting in the... You want to have the dog live a long, happy, healthy life? Is it worth a couple of bucks more to feed the dog? Well, and that goes for you. That's a great lesson there, I think. What do you want? To save money or live longer?
Well, but there's a balance. It doesn't have to be the extremes. You know, you don't have to spend a fortune, if you would, on just being, you know, as lavish as possible when it comes to food. you know, it's somewhere in between. You want to eat healthy, you want to feed your pets as healthfully as possible, and you want to make it affordable. So it's not about convenience. It might take you a few more minutes in the kitchen, or it might, you know, make you order online, or you might have to drive, you know, another 10 miles to the store that you want.
Yeah.
But I think that we're getting so selfish as it comes to convenience and time.
Right.
You know, we want it when we want it at the price we want it. And you're right. I think our health has suffered. Look, you know, with all the money that's being spent for us to eat healthier and all this research and so on, we're still getting fatter. We're having more diabetes.
Right.
We're having more heart disease.
Yep.
So clearly this is not working.
All right. So here I just this got somebody started. Email address is doug@dougstefan.com or phil@supermarketguru.com. Here's Nicole, who asks about health food stores, wondering out loud whether everything in health food stores is really healthy. My answer to that is no.
Absolutely not.
Of course not. So what do you assume when you go, like, to the hot food bar? You think that stuff is healthier, is it?
No. The hot food bar, like Whole Foods and so on, it's a bacteria nightmare. No. From bacteria, no. Don't go to the hot food bar in any place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether it's Sizzler, whether it's Whole Foods, whatever else.
Make
your food yourself at home.
All right. I just Googled health food stores just for the heck of it while we're talking. 465 new health food stores opened up last year. There are 34,000 plus so-called health food stores, like that little store across from your office. I guess that would be considered a health food store, wouldn't it?
Correct. One Life. But look at the people who work in health food stores. I'm sorry. They look like they're about ready to keel over.
Yeah, they don't look that healthy.
You know,
they're thin.
They're pasty.
That's part.
Balance.
Yeah. The nutritional payoffs for you would be huge, it would seem, if you were choosing the right items. And that's why you go to Phil's website to find the do's and the don'ts. And that's, again, going back to supermarketguru.com, where you can sign up for the daily news flash, the things that Phil is testing, plus his opinions about what's going on in all these supermarkets. It really is a cool way for you to keep yourself informed. Enjoy a healthy and happy Memorial Day weekend. Cook good foods well, and you'll feel well when Tuesday morning comes around. I think that's probably the bottom line. Phil Leverett, supermarketguru.com, 59 after on Good Day.